This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Welcome to podcast 85. I tell you what, we are setting a cracking pace with these podcasts. We only do one a week. They drop every Monday at 9 a.m. But they're really starting to add up. 85 we've done.
85, and I would say staying alive, because I'm not sure how we're still going. But yeah, we're here. We're throwing in our bits. We've got our bits here, and yeah, we'll just keep going until someone tells us to stop.
You know, it's weird that, you know, a lot of podcasts, they promote that they've got guests and big names on their podcasts. We have never had a guest on our show.
No, not even close to a guest.
And, and I think that's what we stick with. That's what's different about our podcast.
Yeah, keeping us humble. We just want you to listen to us. That's all.
To be honest, no one. We've asked a lot of people. Yeah. And we've extended to a lot of people. No one wants to affiliate their name with our podcast.
Which is fine. But hey, we've got heaps coming up on the podcast.
Yeah, look, schools.
Mm.
I know you don't like talking about them, but they just need to loosen up a little bit after a school in Sydney has really put their foot down about something that the kids are doing there.
Interesting.
And I just think they just need to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, it's always the school's fault, isn't it?
Absolutely it is.
Hey, also, social media, massive giant in our lives.
Juggernaut, if you will.
Juggernaut. And if you're addicted to getting on your phone, I might be able to tell you why.
Right. Okay. Enjoy the podcast.
Andy, geez, I'm just reading this now. Vaccines are getting rolled out on Monday, tomorrow.
Yeah, but not to everyone. So there is a...
To who?
The essential workers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
I'll get this bad boy ready, the old left arm.
Roll your sleeve up. So I think pretty much frontline workers, your nurses, your doctors, people like
your
that.
Your teachers.
They'll be getting a jab as well.
Thank you very much. Although I did see you dusted off your teaching card as soon as they said that. Oh, yes, I'll get the vaccine, thank you.
I'm still registered. I'll grab a jab on the left as well if I could, thanks. Whereabouts are you teaching at the moment?
Yeah,
I said left
teaching.
Arm if I could, left arm.
Jab me first, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Look, there's lots of different things that are happening in the world with this vaccine. Like, I think Australia is the only first world country not vaccinating at the moment. I'm pretty sure that's true.
Really?
You can't check me on it because Facebook doesn't do the news anymore.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
so
good.
I can say whatever I want.
Well played.
But I'm pretty sure it's something like that. I'm pretty sure we're, you know, one of either we are the only one that's not, or we're one of the last first world countries to start vaccinating. And there's been a lot of discussion around, if you don't get it, then you're still going to be living this lifestyle that we have at the moment. So you won't be able to travel. I don't know if you have to wear masks.
I heard like some restaurants will be like, oh, well, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming into the restaurant.
And that's where we're playing here today.
Danger.
Australians could be banned from the pub
if they refuse
the coronavirus vaccine. Now, if I was, you know, Parliament and the government and officials, and I was making these decisions, and we were sitting around a big round table and we said, what could we do to motivate Australians to go and get the jab? I would put my hand up and say, ban them from the pub.
Ban them from the pub. Everyone
don't worry about travel.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the shops.
Yep.
Don't worry about wearing a mask. Ban them from the pub.
Can you imagine a group of blokes
or
after work?
Females.
Or whoever.
Just a group of friends.
Friends going out, about to go out for dinner and have a drink. Yep, hang, you've been vaccinated. Sorry, you're not allowed to come in with your other friends. Mm. You're not vaccinated.
Yep. You'll have to stand at the front. You can listen to the ambience of the room. Oh, you cannot come in with us.
That is literally like you're in the naughty corner. Stand there. Don't look at anyone and face the wall.
Yeah. We'll send you photos.
Wouldn't it? It would be like, all right, do you reckon that restaurants will start carrying the vaccine?
No.
And they'll have a licensed doctor or just a nurse there being like, if you want to come in, I'll give you a quick jab in the left arm. If not, you've got to leave.
It's like an entree.
Yeah.
You can order your vaccine, $15.
Benny, I don't know if you've seen the footage of this, but Melissa Hudson and her partner, Rodney Griggs, are heading down the Bruce Highway to Alligator Creek in North Queensland. Now,
Alligator Creek. That sounds like somewhere you want to be.
I wouldn't have thought so. They were cruising along the Bruce Highway when a carpet python started sliding across their windscreen.
Wow.
3 meter gross. Carpet python. You're going 100 k's an hour.
How's it still on there? It's not grip. It can't grip onto anything.
Well, it's gripping onto the windscreen.
But how?
I've got no idea, because you would think going 100 kilometres an hour, it would sort of just shoot off the back of the...
And just roll through.
...windscreen, but it wasn't. So what do you think they did? Have you seen the footage or
not? I've got no idea, no.
No, so what they did was they put their windscreen wipers on to try and get the snake off the car.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't...
Not a good idea.
Well, no, it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it sort of came around the side near the side mirror and then came back on and they were freaking out. Anyway, they pulled up to where they were doing some roadworks, and the traffic controller who was there with the stop slow sign...
Scooped it off.
He got his hand and just picked it up and just put it back into the bush.
Wow.
And I'm like...
What a legend.
Carpet python, it sounds very ferocious.
Just python in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wow. Gross.
But he said, look, they're not venomous. They're safe. It's okay
Glad
to handle.
Glad you knew that.
But they have copped absolute backlash online for how they've treated this snake.
But they didn't do it.
No. Well, they put the windscreen wipers on.
So what?
So people online are saying...
Is that bad?
What a terrible human. Poor python was hurting no one. I hope karma finds you. Someone else, what a cruel person. Seriously, hope this driver is cautioned or fined for being inconsiderate of a living being. Another one, poor snake. It was on the outside of the car.
It's not as if they put the snake there. The snake got into a... The snake's trespassing.
Absolutely it is.
I'm not saying you need to be cruel to it, but I'm also saying if I had a 2 meter python on my front dash, I'd be wipering the hell out of it. I'd be squirting the soap and the water and everything.
You'd be doing more than that, I can guarantee you.
What would you do?
Well, I don't think I'd be driving in a straight line for one. I'd be all over the place.
I have... Do you reckon you'd get back in the car?
No way. I would be getting a little bit of petrol, a little bit of kerosene, and finding an open paddock.
And claiming the insurance.
Yeah. Ben, they say schooling are the best years of your life.
100%. And you don't realise it. And this isn't a go at anyone, but this is just, you don't realise it until you leave. You look back at school and go, geez, that was good.
I drove past my school the other day and I thought, I think a lot of people would say that was the best years of my life, 100%. And I remember
I don't ever want to go back. Let me be very clear about that. I went through uni and all that sort of jazz.
If someone said you could be 16 and you could go back to school, you'd take it. In a heartbeat.
Nah, I'm pretty comfortable.
Yeah, me neither. No. Tuck in your shirt, pull your socks up. You can't tell me what to do.
I was going to say, imagine going back to school with the attitude of an adult. Like, Andy, have you done your work?
No.
Like, what are you going to do about
it? Don't tell me what to do.
I know you've just got empty threats.
The weird thing is, though, schools enforce rules, regulations...
All great rules.
That you must abide by. And if you look through your diary or whatever it is, there would be over 10 or 15 pages of your school uniform policy.
Yeah, 100%.
All that sort of stuff.
And like we did a bit of a dig dive through your school diary.
I remember that.
A lot of comments about how often you were eating your food.
During class.
During class time.
Yeah.
Which is weird because usually, you know, you send home notes about your learning. Yours is all food related.
And talking during class. That was actually
not
quite funny.
Yeah, not surprising.
But a Waverley College in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, they're copping a bit of flack because students are coming to school with a mullet. So I don't know if you've noticed, but...
Bit of a trend?
It is a bit of a trend at the moment, but it's not like the old school mullet where it's sort of...
It's just the shave on the side.
Shave at the side.
I love it.
Now, this school has said... Nah, there is no way known this is happening at our school. The deputy principal, Patrick Brennan, has said the mullet haircut trending at present is not acceptable and students will be directed to the local barber or their preferred hairstylist to rectify any issues.
But why? It's just a haircut.
That's the thing.
Like, give them a little... Actually, I don't have an opinion.
No, but it is a joke. Like, you can't tell people that, like, I understand, like, oh, if your hair's too long, you've got to tie it up. Why? Why can't I have my hair down?
Because it gets caught in things.
In what?
Well, like if pencils, you're riding, or if pens? It gets, you know, in, it just ties up with things. It's just safe. It's a safety thing.
It's a safety thing.
To have your hair tied up.
Now, see, I can kind of see where they're coming from with rules.
Because it looks horrible.
Well, I don't know if you know this about me. In grade 5, tips were a big thing. And I thought I would get blonde peroxide tips in my hair. I wish they said,
no tips.
Sort your stuff out. Go back to the barber and rectify the issue. Because I'm looking back at photos now being like, what was I thinking?
I would have been right next to you in the barber. I
went. Did you have it. Tips as well?
I went through it as well. Good morning, Andy. This is the moment. I've been pumping this up all show. This is the story that will leave you in stitches.
Right. You've made the biggest
bloody
call.
Nervous. I'm bloody nervous.
So outlandish. And we know what's on the table. If I'm not laughing, it's a nudie run down the hallway.
It's a nudie run down the hallway. At stake. Packages. When they get dropped on your front door, you're running a risk.
Yep.
The risk is what?
Well, that you're not home.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And I always make it clear, if not home, please leave it front door. Because I hate having that ticket and trying to find a window when the post office is open. Because they're not open on weekends anymore. Yep. So you've got to find it between 9 till 5 to get in there to collect it.
And it feels like everything we do in this day and age is being watched. It feels like, you know, if you put a foot wrong in the community, we live in what's called the call-out era. Mm. Where if you're doing something wrong, rather than help you fix that problem, they'd rather call you out and shame you.
Film it and then put it online.
And post it online.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what one neighbour has done. They have found a package that's been delivered. It's the rubbish, like the packaging.
Yeah.
And obviously on the packaging it has your name, your address, all that sort of stuff. And they've written a note on it. And it says,
the neighbor's written a note
on the packaging that's been found in the street.
Yeah.
And it says, use a bin next time. Some people care about the environment. And they wrote it on the packaging and then left it on the front doorstep.
Hang on, but is the package still within the packaging?
No. So it's been ripped open and the packaging has flown down the street.
Yep.
A neighbor has picked it up and put it back on the front door.
That's good. That is
said,
good.
Use a bin next time. We care about the environment.
Fair call. Rah, rah, rah. That's great.
So the neighbour that opened the door found that.
Yep.
And has said, you can go and get stuffed. Like, how rude, rah, rah, rah. How dare you? All that sort of, and bitten back, posted online. Do you know why?
Why?
The package was stolen. It was a stolen package. Someone had nicked it. Run away with the package, taken the contents, thrown the rubbish down the street, and someone has written a note putting it back on the doorstep and said, use the bin. You're throwing litter everywhere, and it wasn't them.
So it's a bit of a kick in the guts, isn't it?
It was a massive kick in the guts. So rather than saying, hey, this is where I found it, you know, have you lost your package, all that sort of stuff, they are sitting there berating them for littering.
Yeah.
For littering, Andy.
Yeah.
Come with me on this.
I see where you come from. So they didn't get their parcel.
They didn't get a parcel.
And now their neighbours hate them.
Exactly right. Everyone thinks you're a little bug. But what actually happened was you've been stolen from. You've been stolen from, Andy.
I think the funniest thing in this story.
I pumped it up too much, didn't I?
The funniest thing in this story is the fact that you've used the words litter bug. Who calls anyone a litter bug?
They're a litter bug. Now the neighbours hate them.
Because they're a litter bug.
Because they're a litter bug. But they didn't get their package.
But they weren't the litter bug. The thief was the litter bug.
They didn't get the package.
Oh, my.
So not only you've had your package stolen.
It hurts.
But your neighbours hate you.
This hurts so much.
Do you follow the story?
I follow the story. But from 6 a.m, you said this is the best story.
This is unbelievable. Imagine expecting a package and what you get is the actual wrapper and a note from your neighbour that says, use a bin, you pig.
Yeah, it's an okay story. You hyping it up is the best story. Drop your dacks, get running, mate. That was bad.
Andy, social media is a beast. It's a beast.
I was saying to you yesterday, when the news was taken off Facebook, like news platforms, and they couldn't advertise, I found I wasn't really using Facebook. I'd sort of be on it. I'm like, okay, yep. What am I looking at?
When the news dropped off.
Yeah. And then I dropped off.
That's probably a reflection on the people in your life that don't lead interesting lives.
Well, start posting a bit more, mate, and I might stay on Facebook
a bit
longer.
I also tuned out of Facebook when the news dropped off.
Isn't that weird?
But when you think about it, you know, MySpace, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Yeah, whatever
Snapchat,
else.
Snapchat.
Yeah, Snappy.
WhatsApp.
Yep.
Like, it's all there. And a UK study has revealed... A UK study? A US study.
Yeah.
Has revealed that Australians, people in general, are just like lab rats with, in terms of like, you know, feed, like reward the lab rat to do something and they do it. And in terms of social media, the way that we get likes is the same as getting a reward. So the more likes we get, the more time we're spending on social media.
Yeah.
The study found that on average, people will get more likes the more they post. So it seems like if you flood your content, you get more likes on average. So it's not saying that you'll hit a ceiling.
Yeah.
But it's saying that, like, you know, if you're getting 5 likes here and 5 likes there on certain videos that you post.
Yeah.
Maybe to the K-Rock Instagram. If you post more,
okay,
more often, then you get more likes.
I completely disagree with that, because if people aren't enjoying the content that you're putting out,
but maybe it's
they're
one of those
not going to like it.
Maybe it's one of those things where they're like, oh, these guys get fine.
Have a sympathy.
Fine. Have
a
one.
Sympathy like.
And you've always said, you know, if it makes you laugh, like it.
Got to do it. If you're laughing and if you're engaged for the entire video, or if you're laughing at a photo, hands down, you've got to like it.
It remains unclear as to why we attach ourselves to social media when we get more likes.
Mm. People want validation.
But, like, it's a continuous validation,
yeah.
I guess. So, like, it doesn't matter in you post something at 9 a.m. Throughout the whole day, you're going to get people like it and say, hey, good on you. You lead a great life.
Yeah, but, like...
So you keep going back to your phone.
Originally I used to care. Now I'm sort of just like, whatever.
So why did you make an Instagram for your dog?
No, that's just more so. It's
free products. It was free products.
It's nice just to look back and be like, look at Wags when he was a puppy.
How many sponsorships did you get?
Absolutely none.
Don't lie to the people. Let's be transparent.
At Wags the Grudel. You can check him out.
And thanks to all the people at Pedigree.
There we go. The podcast is done for another week. Well, just about, because we need to do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
I wonder why. I was thinking through the week. We're kind of like trained dogs. And it kind of links to the social media story I brought. But how many times have you heard, like, a message tone and immediately looked at your phone?
100%.
It's weird, isn't it?
100%.
That, like, you don't even do it, like, you're not like, oh, that's a message tone, I'm going to look at my phone. It's a ding, and your eyes
and you
go.
Dart.
They dart.
You know what else is also weird? The alarm sound that you have for your phone. Because often iPhones, they're just generic noises.
Yep.
And you can pick what you want your ringtone to be, or your message tone, or whatever it is. When I hear my alarm clock, which is just the xylophone thing, that's what wakes me up. It sounds nothing like that.
Anyway,
when I hear that as a ringtone,
because it's wake up time.
Yeah, I hate it. It is disgusting. Whereas you just have sirens going. I'm like, anyway,
bit of post-traumatic stress.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, like, subscribe, do whatever you want with our podcast. We are back every Monday, dropping new episodes at 9 a.m. We do encourage you to go back and listen to our old stuff. But until then...
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on...